You're listening to It's Not That Deep, the podcast. Join us as we explore everything from lifestyle tips and trends
to hard-hitting and thought-provoking topics.
Our goal is to provide a space where you can feel comfortable and heard,
while also offering insights and advice on how to navigate life's challenges.
So tune in and join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's get into it. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. We're already laughing. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Bree.
We're so glad you're here. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
We're having a chit-chat kind of
day. We are, yeah.
It's very hot outside, just so everybody knows. I've got my poppy, my ginger lime poppy.
And be proud.
Oh, I tried to swish it. I thought y'all would hear it and it didn't work.
Well,
swish, swish, swish. There it goes.
There's your ASMR. I have my water that I filled.
I'm so proud of you.
I've had 1.5 of these already today.
That is so great.
But then I also have like a Gatorade and a Dr.
Balance.
Pepper. But it's fine. Yeah.
Balance. See, I've had a cup of coffee, but I've had two. I always try to drink a big thing, like 16 ounces plus of water for every cup of coffee I have.
Oh, that's good.
And then I'll sparkle in, what am I saying? Sprinkle in like my poppy, like some fun drinks.
So cute. I still want to get some of those with some fancy glasses.
Oh, yes. Speaking I love of. To pour mine in a wine glass and have it with dinner. And it just feels, see, romanticizing the small things in your life.
I love it. I love it so much. I do have to show you. That is not my list. On my Amazon list, these are not like wine glasses, but they're still like kind of fancy.
Yeah.
I almost said fancy glasses. What? Aren't those so cute?
Like, I have those on my list too.
They're like summery
feeling.
They're
so great. I can't wait for, I know we talk about this. I've been talking about this on the podcast forever, but you know, it's little baby steps by baby steps. We're getting the house into, it's going to be a Pinterest board, right? I've got my new rug. Have I mentioned that already? This is the first time you've seen it, right?
First time I've seen
it. We've got a big splash of color.
It's so pretty.
It's like abstract florals. It's really pretty. But when we have our bar cart, I want to get those
mm-hmm.
glasses for making mocktails and also like fun lattes and things like that. So they're super cute.
Fun. Yeah. Yes, I love them. So
what kind of updates do we have this week? Any fun little updates?
Well.
How's Ollikins?
Ollikins is good. He's moving around quite a bit, which again, I'm very thankful for. I'm thankful that I don't have those moments of like, I haven't felt him. I hope he's okay.
Right.
Don't have to worry about that. Yeah. He is just twisting and turning in there. His favorite thing to do now is to either kick my bladder or kick my right ribs.
Oh, that's so fun.
Super fun. I have a fun update. I am even more of a redhead now.
Oh, yes. She's in her ginger era, for sure.
Yes, I'm embracing my ginger era, and it's super fun. What happened last time I did my hair, which was like a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, actually, I was trying to go red, and it just didn't work. But then as it faded, it kind of faded to this, like, coppery, weird color, but I was kind of digging it, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just like continue on this carpa journey. And then I didn't do anything for a year. So I was like, okay, my maternity photos are Sunday. And in my opinion, Jenna says it was not as bad as I thought. But in my opinion, my roots were quite horrendous. And I was like, I don't want to look back at my first ever maternity pictures and be like,
yeah,
wow, you probably should have done something with yourself, you know?
I totally get that.
But
your hair really did just moving around, it just looked like you had balayage.
Okay, good.
You know? But I totally understand wanting to be refreshed and like feel great. You know, these pictures will be special.
Dress.
You'll treasure them forever.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Which is why I also wanted to do like a brow lamination because my brows are just ratchet. But A, I probably shouldn't spend the money to do so at this time. And B, the girl that I go to doesn't have the proper like table or chair, and I would have to be flat on my back for over an hour, and I don't think I can do that. Because even like the ultrasounds at this point, when I'm completely flat, I'm like begging them to hurry up because it's just so uncomfortable, and I feel short of breath, and it's just not the vibe. But yeah, so I'm a redhead, and it's super fun.
Yay!
And hopefully next time it'll be a
I'm
bit
such
more
a child.
Yay! Hopefully next time it'll be a bit more on the copper side.
Yeah,
I'm kind of feeling like the Little Mermaid. Like, it's giving, like, Ariel. But not that red, okay? Speaking of... Beautiful.
Praise me.
Tell me I sing wonderfully. My mom and I went to see The Little Mermaid, the new one, obviously, in the theaters. And I can't help it. I was obsessed.
Yeah.
I literally teared up because of the nostalgia. It was so special. And I was really worried going into it because if no one knows this, I'm a Disney gal. And I'm also a Little Mermaid gal. Like, she's my favorite. Ariel has always been my favorite Disney princess. Still, to this day, I'm an adult, and I will go to Disney World and get her autograph and be happy about it. So that's just me. But I was nervous going into it because I was like, this could royally fail and just ruin. It could be awful.
Like when they redid The Lion King and it was too realistic. Remember that?
Yeah.
Ugh, that was a disaster. Well,
and that's the thing. The way they depicted Sebastian and Flounder, they looked too real almost. It was a bit creepy. So I was like, I don't know about this. But I was able to look past that. Like, that was really the only issue I had with it. They just looked weird. And I was concerned that they were going to completely turn the story and, like, just make it a new thing. But it was so almost spot on to the cartoon. And it really made me happy.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So that's my updates. Oh, and my baby shower.
Yeah.
We had a baby shower. On Saturday, and it was fun, and it was great.
It was fun. I wanted to win the water breaking.
Oh yeah.
Game. I was trying so hard. I don't know why this happens to me. When I get like I want something, I will start to have fight or flight experience. I will start to have fight or flight kicks into my body.
Yeah.
And I will start trembling all over, and I'll flush. And I always know that people must think what's wrong with her? Right. Is she okay? But I'm so excited. And I want it so badly that I just get like this hit of adrenaline.
That's so cute.
My heart starts racing. The game was super fun. They had little plastic babies frozen in big ice cubes. And you had to melt the ice cube and then proclaim that your water had broken. And I was so close, y'all. Aww. I was disappointed that I didn't win that.
That is very disappointing.
Yeah.
You would have gotten a really good smelling candle.
Oh, I love candles. Yeah. I tried to light my candle, but my little, what was that called?
Lighter?
Is out of lighter fluid.
Oh, so I got.
And I can't find the matches.
Ugh. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I got one of those really cool ones that, you charge up and then you just
flip
the little button, a little switch flip thing
in it.
Yeah, and then it goes. Well, it's like a little. It looks like a little. What am I trying to say? It looks like a taser almost. You know what I'm talking about? Like the. Bzzz.
Yes.
And so I have one of those somewhere. Yeah. I've lost it. I don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. I've lost a lot of things during this pregnancy. And it's kind of frustrating. And I just know that when I no longer need these items, they're going to turn up.
Of course.
Of course.
They'll just randomly show up in your life again.
I do have a video of that game. And I was curious to see if you could see how intensely you were. Oh, that's not it.
Hold on. No.
Where?
My hands hurt so bad after that. I was rubbing my hands together.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to melt that ice. Casey had his ice cube in his mouth.
I saw that.
I was like,
that
are you cheating right now?
I did not wash the babies off before I put them in water. So I'm trying to see. Oh, there you are. I don't know if I got anybody's face.
Did you find out how I finessed Steven out of one of his clips as soon as I walked in?
No, what happened?
So we walked in. And
I was going to town, man. And then Cole drops his.
One of the other games, you guys, is everybody had his little green itty bitty, what are those called? Clothespin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clothespins. And they were little green. They were so cute. And you got one when you arrived, and then you could steal others if they said baby, pregnant, or babe.
Yeah.
So I walked in the door, and Corbin had a bunch of them, and he was already explaining the rules. I'm like, what? And he's like, just go talk to Steven. But Steven was so nervous about people taking his clips. His little pins that he wouldn't say.
That's funny.
I was standing there and I was like, but wait, what can't I say, Steven? Like, I can't say, I had no clips yet. So I was like, I can't say baby. I can't. And I started listing like the things I couldn't say. And I just kept like harping on it and harping on it. And he was like, yeah, you can't say baby. And then I took his clip and I was like, oh. And he called me a dirtbag and we laughed and it was great.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I was impressed. Well, I feel like this happens frequently at baby showers. Mm-hmm. If there are children present, they go around and they try to trick the adults and let them. Well, Normie. I just thought, well, yeah, they came up to me several times. So what's in your belly? And I was like, no, ma'am, you're not tricking me. Yeah. I keep in mind, I ended the day with like two, but anyway, two of the children had like 14.
I saw that.
And I was like, wow, they are really tricking people. But then I should have thought, like, there's probably not even 30 people here. Like, right. What's happening? And my sister, after she gave the little girl the gift that won and they left, she said, yeah, that girl had her hand all up in that bucket getting more. And I was like, oh, well, she got a water bottle from TJ Maxx.
I mean, hey.
Cool. It was cute. It was like purple, I think. Anyway. But yeah, so the baby shower was really fun. My mom could not stop talking about how much she loves you and Cole.
Oh my gosh, afterwards, that's so sweet.
You guys are for sure her favorite.
That makes me really happy.
She was like, I don't know what it is. I just love them. Their spirits are so sweet. And aww. I was like, yeah, they're my fave.
Aww. That touches my heart so much.
So I was just so thankful that you guys were there.
Yeah.
And it was a good time. I think it was a fun little celebration. I think I told you this. We literally just in the nick of time got everything thrown together as people were walking in the front door. I mean, and I knew we would be in a rush because we really didn't have that much time after we gallivanted around town getting all of the food to set up and finish everything. And like, I had a certain vision for how I wanted like the backdrop to look with all the balloons, and the balloon garland was not working. So Steven, thank God for him, came up with the idea of like wrapping the ribbon around the pole and just tying them. I was like, you're a lifesaver, because I was devastated. The one of the most exciting things for me was going to be the balloon garland, and it was going to look so great, and then it didn't work. And I was like, awesome. So we just wasted that money, but it's fine. We still used the balloons. It looked pretty good.
It looked great.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was very aesthetic.
Ooh, you know? Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Very on brand for you.
Ooh. I was really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah.
But I was worried. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, there's no way we're getting this thing put together before people walk in this front door. And my mom was like, it'll be fine. They'll walk in and we'll finish. And I'm like, that looks so ghetto. Like us, hey, talk amongst yourselves. We're just going to keep decorating. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But anyway, it worked out. What about you? Do you have any updates?
Do I have any updates? Now, see, I can't remember because before we started recording, I was updating you about my life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were talking about your lashes and brows.
Oh, okay. So remember last week because we skipped a week. The last episode, you guys, we were talking about the high maintenance things we do to stay low maintenance.
Yeah.
And I had yet to dye my eyebrows, my lashes. Well, I've done it.
She's done it.
1 million out of 1 million recommend. Okay. Fantastic idea. One of the best ideas I've ever had.
Yep. It's literally, it looks so good.
Yeah. And this is faded right now.
Oh, yeah. Because you said you were about to do
that. So I'm going to redo my brows and my lashes this evening. Have a self-care night. And it just makes my life so much easier because then I can just throw on a little bit of face makeup and then I don't have to put anything in my brows. I can just kind of brush them up with some gel and I can just curl my lashes and go out the door.
Yes.
It's the best thing ever.
It looks so good.
So it's not an important update, that's an update on that little thing, you guys.
Oh, this is something I was going to tell you earlier.
Yeah.
And I forgot.
Excuse me. My goodness.
Because I wasn't sure how my hair appointment was going to turn out.
Yes.
And like I said, my pictures are in a couple days. I had every intention. I was like, just in case, I'm going to maybe like, which I didn't end up doing this, thankfully. But I was going to buy like some box dye or something just in case it went poorly. And then beg you to help me fix it. I was going to like bring it over here and be like, please dye my hair. Because, you know, that turned out really well.
But you know
time.
What I would have done instead?
Uh-huh.
I would have been like, let's do something that's not going to trash your hair. I have all of that salon quality, what is it called?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I did my hair originally?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
There's three different colors. I can't remember. What is it called? It's the exact formula that Cara Loren had on her hair from her stylist. That's where I got it. And then I ordered it from the place for hairstylists.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a toner. It would have faded after a couple of washes, but you would have looked fresh.
That's good.
And it would have been similar to this color.
Because I was worried.
That way, if we totally messed it up, you'd be like, just wash your hair with a clarifying shampoo and it'll be fine.
That would have been a good idea.
See?
Yeah.
It would have been fine.
It would have been fine. Thankfully, I didn't have to go that route. But do you say route or do you say root?
Depends on my mood.
Relatable.
Yeah, just like either or either. That depends on my mood.
Me too. Mm-hmm. If I want to feel a little fancy, I'll say either.
Yes.
Did you know? Actually, that's stupid.
What? Let's have it.
For some reason, when I realized this a couple years ago, well, I don't know if I want to say realize. Maybe I just reminded myself. I thought it was like groundbreaking that I feel like an idiot now, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like the pairing of either or, but then you can also say neither and nor.
Yes.
Oh. I don't know why I thought that was so cool. Because like I didn't think that you could just use those interchangeably, but then like, but it can't, you can't say either this nor that. It's either or, but then neither this nor that. Like N, just add an right. N in yes. front of each word.
Yep.
I love the English language. I don't know. I thought it was cool. But anyway, yeah. So we've not really planned anything for this episode.
We're doing kind of technically summary edit? It's almost, wait, oh, when this comes out, it will be June. So that means on the 11th of June, it will be, wait. Let me think about this for a second.
Okay.
16, 20, 22, 23. Yeah. On June 11th, it will be 10 years since my horseback riding accident. 10 years.
Wow.
I was thinking about that today when I was walking, about like how much I've recovered in 10 years.
That's crazy.
How much will never change, will never get better, but right. how much is so much better
That's
than
crazy.
It was even those first 5 years, and how thankful I am for that.
Aww.
Yeah. I always get emotional every year around June when I think about it. It's like yeah. every year that would pass, it was like you would hope that it would get better.
Yeah.
And now so much time has passed that it just kind of blows my mind. Like that was 10
That's
years ago.
That's insane. 10 years is a long time.
It is. And also, the end-ish of June will be 9 years since I met Cole.
Aww, ah! So special.
Yeah, it is kind of special.
Hi.
Oh, hi, puppy. Oh, no, she thinks that's an invitation.
Sorry.
The dog is free right now. Remy
yes.
is not in the kitchen trapped because I'm trying to teach her to be calm.
And but it's working.
The problem is, though, like a baby, if you make eye contact with her, she thinks all bets are off.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of adorable, though.
She's kind of cute.
But, yeah.
She's a real menace, but she is cute.
Yeah. I just...
What were we talking about? Oh, so since it's basically summer, we're going to do just a fun little summer this and that kind of situation.
Yeah. Do you have any...
Nope.
Okay, because I have a list.
Oh, I thought you would.
Okay.
I was working. I was like, okay, she's coming. She's probably going to have a list.
Yes, I do have a list.
We're so prepared.
We are.
I love how prepared we are.
I meant when I said that we didn't have anything prepared, I meant we actually do.
Right.
We're always
prepared.
Oh,
wait, I have an update.
Oh.
I have an update nobody asked for, but I'm so excited about it. I have to share.
Technically, I did ask. I asked if you had
updates. Oh, that is true.
So
for y'all may or may not know, if you know, you don't know.
Do I know this?
No, you don't know this.
Okay.
This is not some big exciting thing. It was exciting for me. And this kind of ties into the fact that it's the anniversary of my accident because I'm not going to get into it on this episode. I may have shared this more openly in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The physical challenges that came from that because of my injuries. I've worked really hard to be strong and feel strong. And I like weight training. And I have to be very cautious because I can hurt myself even more than I already am. That's the whole thing. But I have worked my way up now. I can do my back squats. I hit a new PR. Now, obviously, this is not that much weight. But for me, with my injury and I have to protect my neck, this is kind of exciting for me.
Do like 10 pounds.
So. I was able to hit 5 sets. I did 8 reps each of 135 pounds, which for me is up from
on the floor.
When I first started this about a month ago, because I finally got back into doing heavier leg days.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to do this. I want to safely do this, you know, for myself.
Right.
So I can feel proud of myself and feel stronger because I have a lot of pain, a lot of hindrances physically. So it's having that kind of control means something to me. So when I started this, I was only able to do 4 sets, 5 reps. And they were good, but This time they were solid. My form was perfect. I had a form. I had someone check my form. And I felt good. I felt strong. And my form was good. So nothing was resting on my neck. And I was really proud of that. I was like, okay, I'm controlling the weight really well. It didn't bounce on the way up because that was a problem for me when I first started doing it with Cole.
Yeah.
I would kind of bounce when I got to the top. He's like, you got to stop doing that. and I was just really proud, y'all, because I feel strong and I've been working hard for that. And I hope that I can start pushing more weight over time.
Yeah. You know,
as long as it's safe and isn't compressing like my spine too much. But yeah, that's my little update.
That's very exciting.
Huzzah.
I genuinely find it difficult to press the bar.
Yeah.
It's only like, what, 40 pounds?
It's 45.
45 pounds, yeah.
Mm. Well, no, don't be down on yourself.
Oh, I am.
No.
That's sad. Sorry if any of you can also not do
you
that.
You weaklings, no.
But like, same, you know? Relatable. No, I can't. My little chicken arms are like shaking.
Chicken arms!
And I'm just like, are we done? And I've only done one. Yeah, it's
when
not
good. When
did
you do that?
Oh, it was probably 2 years ago.
Oh, I thought you did this recently. I was like,
no.
Wow.
Girl, I haven't tried to do that in a long time. I've got other things to worry about right now, you know? Yeah, I want to be like that. I want to be like you and fit and all the things. But you know what? Maybe I'll just take back control of that after delivery. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'll get fit again later.
Yeah.
Because I ain't doing it right now, that's for sure. I can barely roll out of my freaking bed, okay? I can barely walk down the hallway at the school that I work at without getting my heart rate up to 150.
You don't need to be under any weights right
now.
No. No, man.
I can't. I seriously can't imagine. It would be...
Because that's hard if you're okay.
Right.
You don't have any other strain in your body. Like that's a difficult thing to begin with.
Well, see, but it blows my mind because then I see, like, influencers that are pregnant, which they started off, they were already doing that. So it's not like they brand new started this new.
Yeah. Like Kemper, she just started doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So she was already used to that. So maybe if I had already had that as like my baseline.
Yeah.
It would be easier, but yeah. Girl, I ain't trying to do anything new right now. This is enough new.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe eventually. That could be nice. Maybe you can help.
Sure.
Give me tips and how to start. Because I literally probably can't even do the bar at this point.
Well, but that's...
Where do you start if you can't do that?
You start with lighter weight. You would do dumbbells.
Okay.
And
until
do a lighter
I can
weight,
up.
And then you would go higher once you gain some strength. And
is
you would
that
just keep
so
that
embarrassing,
up.
Though?
No.
Oh.
Because every single person that you see in the gym, people you see that are jacked now, started somewhere.
That's
now,
true.
Everybody's starting point is different, of course, because we're also different. But everybody started with baby weight compared to what they're pushing now.
That's true.
And there's nothing embarrassing about that.
Hmm.
Everything is like that in life.
Awesome.
At one point in your life, you knew nothing. Right? But now you're a nurse. Look at how you've educated yourself. But you wouldn't be like, well, how embarrassing. I didn't know the things I know today.
That's true.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Huh.
It's just a starting point. There's no shame in that.
Also, how do you get over the mindset? We're just really off topic.
Forget summer, you guys.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, my summer's going to be spent in my house. So, no, I'm just kidding. It's not. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to have fun. It'll be a great summer.
Name of Jesus. That should be the episode title.
In the name of Jesus. But I was going to say, how do you get over the mindset of like, oh, gee, like everybody's looking at me in the gym. I'm scared to do this or try this because like, what if they look at me and think that I don't know what I'm doing? Because in reality, like at my core, I know nobody freaking cares.
Right.
But still, every time I walk in, I'm like, ooh, they're staring at me. Like I'm embarrassed. Like, how do I get that out of my brain?
Well, I'm not sure.
Is there any hope for me?
Of course there's hope. I don't know that I have any great advice about that because I'll just be repeating basically what you already know, right? That nobody cares. It's not that deep, Brie.
It's not that deep.
That's my advice. It's not that deep. Because here's the thing. The people that may, and they're like two people out of a gym full of, 100 people,
oof,
maybe two people will glance your way. Of those two people, One will glance and look away and doesn't care. The one who may be judgmental will judge you because of their own insecurities.
Ooh, that's good.
It's like how other people who are successful in life will never put you down when you're trying to become successful.
Yeah.
Anybody who's in the gym, you think, oh man, I'd like to look like that person. That person's not going to throw hate your way.
Huh.
They're not going to think poorly of you because they have been where you've been. They know what it takes to start. And in the beginning, the hardest thing is just walking through those doors.
Yeah.
They're not going to judge you. But also, most people don't care about us moving around.
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody cares about you that much.
Like, that sounds weird, but it's true. Nobody.
Isn't that what Chelsea says?
Yeah, I think so.
On What We Said podcast.
Nobody actually cares that much. Nobody's actually giving you thought. The people who may give you thought in a judgmental way, that is coming from their own insecurity.
Right.
Every time. Huh. Every time it's their own insecurity, their own unhappiness.
We're just preaching right now.
So like, just like we would not take advice from somebody who was not successful.
Right.
Right? You wouldn't take business advice from somebody who's never run a business successfully or grown a business successfully.
True.
We don't take criticism from people.
That's right.
That aren't where we want to get to.
I don't take criticism from you. You lowlife.
No, you peasants. No.
You dirtbag. Wow.
That's what I would say.
I don't have any good advice, but...
I have nothing worth saying, but here you go. No.
Take it or leave it. Wow. No, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm gonna take that, put it in my pocket for later.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. You know, later, 6 months, 9, 10, 12 months down the road when I'm back in the gym. But it'll be fine. It'll be great. Jenna?
Yes.
Are you ready to answer some summer themed
definitely.
This or that question?
I'm so ready.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
I really don't have that many great ones. But I am curious. Okay.
Yes.
Pool or beach?
Oh, pool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am over the...
Sand all up your booty crack and stuff. That's
not
for me.
Yeah, sand in places that should never
and
have
for
sand.
I don't know why this happens, but without fail, every time...
Open your booty crack.
I will have sand between my teeth, and I don't know how it gets there.
Between your teeth?
Yeah, and I'll be like crunching sand. Like, why is there sand in my mouth?
I don't know if I've ever had sand in my mouth.
It
unless
gets
I've,
everywhere.
Maybe if I've gone swimming in the ocean and then...
I think it's because a lot of the time, it can be very windy at our beaches.
Okay,
and so
enough.
You're just talking, like sand is getting in your mouth without you realizing it, kind of, and then... Oh, it's just, it's not for me.
That's not a vibe.
Yeah, it's not. And you're sweating and just baking in the sun. Like, at least
Ooh.
In the pool's usually cool. Excuse me.
Gross.
I lose my voice. The pool is usually cooler. So if you just want to dip in real quick and cool off, you know,
I love
it's easier.
That so much. I will say,
mm-hmm.
I want to come over.
No.
Please let me come. I want to come over and go to the pool with you.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
At least once with my bump.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
Because I just want to like go swimming with
him.
Yeah. Like, you know. Anyway.
Why don't you come over this weekend?
Say less.
Why don't y'all come over this weekend?
Okay.
We'll have like snacks and
Wait.
Stuff. We'll hang out at the beach.
I gotta find a bathing suit first.
Don't you have just a little bikini? Realized. Bump it.
If I can get into it, I will.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
But all I would have to do is run up to Target.
That's true. Target has
I'm sure that,
lots of bathing suits right now.
Huh. This is an idea. I do approve. Anyway, so yeah. So
yes.
Catch me at the pool. But I also please remind me to apparently, and I need to look up the science behind this because I really don't know. But apparently you are more susceptible to burn quicker, I guess, or like when you're pregnant. I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know why, but everybody's like, if you go to the beach or pool or whatever, like double up on your sunscreen, make sure you're reapplying because apparently you get burned. Oh, maybe a lot faster or I don't know, but
no
I need
idea.
To look this up.
I've never heard of that.
It's true though.
Yeah.
Because I was outside for our like school's field day last
mm-hmm.
week. Not even 15 minutes, Jenna. And I had this big red V from my shirt.
Oh, wow.
And then I was half in the shade on this side. So nothing happened over here. And then this arm was a lobster. It was so painful. And I was only out there for like 10, 15 minutes.
My gosh.
Yeah. It was weird.
And well, that we could always get under one of the umbrella chairs at my pool.
Okay.
You know,
that would be fun.
To keep you safe.
And it would just be like such a vibe.
It would be. Yes.
The pool. So we'll come over and it'll be great. Super fun. I just need to make sure that I still put on deodorant.
I mean, yes. Sure.
I will absolutely wear deodorant.
I never wear deodorant.
Oh, that explains a lot. That was fast. I usually don't come up with stuff that fast.
No, see, that made me cackle. That was a horrific cackle. I'm so sorry.
Wow, I might have to completely edit that part
and
out.
One of the things I've really grown into, and this may not be a good thing in my old age as a 30-something-year-old, is whatever laugh.
30-something.
30-something.
31?
I mean, that's something. I just, whatever laugh chooses to come out of me, I just fully embrace. Because I used to stifle my laughs. I used to stifle my laughs because somebody close to me had told me I laughed too loud.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, but you know, everybody laughs loud in the right situation.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway, I just laugh however feels right now.
It's great. It's my favorite thing. You know what? I just almost had a moment and I had to like quickly just take myself out of it because I said 31 and then I quickly remember that I forgot to tell you happy birthday
last year. Oh yeah, I remember that.
And then I almost started crying and it's fine.
Don't cry about
it. I won't.
It's over now.
It's not that big of a deal.
Just don't let it happen again.
No, I'm kidding. I literally won't. So
I didn't even give it a second thought. I was like, oh, she's busy. Like, it's not a big deal.
And I'm over here like, I'm the worst friend ever. She hates me. Pool.
We've already done that.
I know. Right? I'm trying to get past it, though, because I had something else.
Well, hang on at the pool.
I know, but then I was
sunscreen.
Like.
Sunscreen. You said deodorant. You're like, I need to put sunscreen.
Right, but then remember before, while we were waiting. I was like, oh, and you said, save it.
Yeah, but you didn't, there was no indication. So past the O, I don't know.
Oh. Interesting.
Okay.
Maybe
it'll just come to you later and you can just proclaim it. One of those delayed.
Oh! I have it.
Yay!
This is another like random update. We finally got the nursery painted. I have to send you a picture later when we build a crib.
Please do.
Steven and I are building the crib tonight. So. Actually, I'm not even, well, I'll tell. Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell it. So, obviously, we picked the one wall. Like, you walk in, and then to the left, this wall is completely blank.
Mm-hmm.
With no windows or anything.
Yeah.
And so, that's the one that we bring in the little strips of wood. All yes. Like, from the top to mm-hmm. the bottom. And then we painted the whole thing that pretty green color. Well, then I told you that he's fixing the closet to be an archway.
Yes.
He ripped out all the old shelving and all of that stuff. And he mudded over the old, whatever, holes and stuff. And then we were just going to paint back over that creamish off-white mm-hmm. color that the whole house is. But Steven had the idea to paint the inside of that green as well to match.
Yes.
It is such a vibe. Like, I can't. And then we hung the curtains. Well, Steven hung the curtains. And it's a gold curtain rod. And I'm so happy. And it's not even halfway done. Like, there's so much that still needs to be done. But I cannot wait for you to see this nursery. I know you're going to flip. Like, it looks so good already.
Well, when you told me the vision, I was super excited about it. Like, this is going to be beautiful. So I can't wait to see it.
It already feels like so
wouldn't it be hilarious if you gave birth and it was a little girl?
Ugh. You know what? But even then,
it would still go though
because green.
Yeah,
because in all honesty, I probably won't change it when we have a girl.
Yeah,
and I'll just make it like more girly floral.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Little Millie. I'm telling you, I'm keeping that name.
You should because it's a great happen. Name. It's really adorable.
Millie June and Oliver Matthew. But anyway, they're gonna be little besties. Oh, yeah. That's all I was going to say.
Okay.
I can't. Okay. Yeah. So, pool, nursery, now this or that? Is that all we were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I already? Oh, I said pool or beach.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. That was like 10 years ago that you brought that up. No.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Are you ready for your second?
I'm so ready.
These are not, again, you might hate these.
No, they're great.
I just got them on Google.
Just. Full send.
Okay, full send.
It's not that deep, Brie.
Okay.
That is the theme of this
it
podcast.
It is, literally. I have to embrace it at this point. Okay. So, when you are at the pool or the beach, I already know the answer to this, but the five might not know yet. Are you sun tanning or swimming?
Tanning.
See, I want there to be, I would choose like a balance of both. Only I'd probably have to be swimming more because I get burned so easily. I hate it.
Yeah. Like I strive to not be in the sun. I'll just do little, you know, if I'm walking the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You know, for like 10, increments. 15 minutes. Cause it is healthy for you to be out in the sunshine and fresh air. It's good for you. But I typically, I mean, I say I would tan, but I don't tan because it can be so damaging to your skin. Like, I don't actively do that.
Right.
That being said, if I go lay in the sun, I'll do 20 minutes on the front, 20 minutes on the back so that I don't burn. But I will slather that Maui Babe tan accelerator on to just try and get a little bit of color because I do have Italian in me.
Yeah.
And if I spend enough time, I know this from past summers, if I spend enough time, the color does come out and I'm not as pale as I appear.
Yeah.
That being said, though, like I've worked really hard to, I guess I could say, heal the damage that I did, like on my shoulders and chest.
Yeah.
As a teenager.
Mm.
And I just don't want to be all wrinkly and like splotchy.
Yeah. And like leathery looking.
Yeah. So after that initial 40 minutes, 20 in the front, 20 in the back, I will get under an umbrella and like that's it.
That's smart.
No more sun. And just before I leave, I will get in the pool for maybe 5 minutes to cool off.
Yeah.
And then I'm done. That's it. No more for
That's
me.
That's all I can think about now is how refreshing that pool water probably is. Oh my gosh.
Let's plan on it.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I definitely
have a tentative plan, kind of hang out at the pool for just like an hour or two. Yeah. Not even, because I don't like to lay out all afternoon.
Yeah.
I will leave. Either. I'm like, That's I'm leaving thing. Now.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to stay, have a great time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and eat some food and chill.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's my kind of pool visit. Because anytime I ever take like a trip with friends to the beach or anything ever, family even, they just want, my stepmom, love her to death. She could literally spend 12 hours out on the beach and,
Cole's
and not
like
be fazed.
That. He could just spend the entire day.
It's too much.
And I've done that with him. Okay, we'll go. But it just, for me, it's too much.
And then
now,
I'm so exhausted.
Yes.
It just drains the life out of you.
Now, I'm okay with that if I'm tired after a few hours. And you're like, okay, I'm glowing a little bit from the sun, but I'm not burned.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little tired. If you have a beach house, then you go back to the beach house.
Clean
you take
up.
A nice cool shower. And then put super comfy clothes on.
Yeah.
Slick your hair back. Like, who cares what you look like?
Right. That's
then,
nice.
Then, like, grill hamburgers.
Oh.
Oh. And just, like, take a nap after that. Like, okay, that's pretty
but
great.
But, like, more than just 3 or 4 hours out there, I'm like, okay, what's the point?
I get borderline angry.
Oh, me too.
I'm like, I am so pissed off right
it.
Now. I just want
so
to go
over
home.
It. Okay. Eating out or door dashing in? For like a night in.
DoorDash, but not. I would never DoorDash anything.
DoorDash.
Right, like I would just call in
an
order and go get the takeout myself, and then maybe nibble on it on the way back to the house.
Okay,
that's fun for me. Yeah.
Okay.
What would you do?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree, but also like DoorDash. DoorDash queen. Anyway. It's bad for my wallet. Watching fireworks or lighting sparklers?
I'll pass on all. Thank you.
Oh, really?
I've participated in both. And it just doesn't do anything for me.
Okay.
Like, I might
really
kind of peek
fireworks.
Around and be like, oh, look at the fireworks. Get 5 minutes tops and I'm over it.
Oh.
Now, if I'm with family or, you know, with Cole or friends, and they're all having a great time. They're excited about we're going to go watch fireworks. Then I, of course, will stay and be joyful and have a great time.
Right.
It's about the fellowship. But the fireworks, like, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, it's not exciting. And I don't really like lighting anything. But then I have to hold on to the thing.
Yeah.
I've only done that a couple times. And it was fun because of the friends that were around.
Yeah.
But the activity itself wasn't particularly enthralling.
Fair. I love fireworks.
Although, you know what is fun?
What?
I will say.
Oh, no.
I get a really big kick out of lighting a Roman candle and being like, Wingardium Leviosa, and letting it just fire off.
Oh my God.
That does bring me joy.
That's hilarious.
Or be like, oh my God. That does make
you
me
have
happy.
I have to witness this one time in my life.
It does make me really happy to do that.
Okay. I like that answer.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Evening bike ride, like with Cole, for you, obviously, or walk on the beach.
bike ride.
Me too.
Yeah.
Again, it's the sand thing. I don't
care. Yeah, that's what it is for me, the sand.
I don't want to be, some people love.
And the wind, the sand and the wind.
Yeah. Because then you have sand in your teeth.
Exactly. You're right about that, and then actually. Your hair, like, what's happening the next day? Am I going to have to wash my hair after this?
Oh, yes, because, you know, yes.
But a bike ride, especially in the evening when it's cool.
The wind.
And the sun is setting.
Yeah.
And you're biking slowly enough that you can have a conversation or just ride in comfortable silence. Like, that is great.
That is very
And have a little
relaxing.
Bevy. A little bevy with you.
Yes.
Yes.
A little poppy.
Uh-huh.
Watching the sunrise or watching the sunset?
Sunset, simply because I will not be getting up out of my cozy bed.
Amen.
I've done it once when I was maybe 20 with a guy I was like friends but sort semi-romantic with. He invited me to go watch the sunrise with him. And I, of course, at the time, I was like, what? And I think it was my mom who was like, do it because you'll be glad you have the memory. I know you'll be tired, but you'll be so glad later in life that you have the memory. And I am. I do have some
good.
Yeah. But I will tell you, I was so tired. I just kept reminding myself, like, this is going to be a good memory. This is going to be a good memory.
I'll be thankful for this one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time and one time only.
I think it's been only once for me as well, yeah. And I don't care to do it again. I will always choose sunset.
Also, there's something about, like, you know, when the sun sets, it's so beautiful, and then it's nighttime, and I really love the nighttime.
Me too.
The little, what are the little things that chirp?
Crickets?
No, not crickets. What does Cole call them?
Frogs?
The chitterbugs.
Chitterbugs?
The little chitterbugs go off during the summer here in the south, the little chitterbugs.
Yeah.
And then, like, if it's not cloudy, you can see the stars. And that, to me, is the perfect end to the sunset.
Yes.
But when the sun rises and then it's blinding, and now you're like, oh, I've got to live a whole day now.
Yeah, now I have to start the freaking day.
Yeah, that is not for me.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm. It's not the vibe.
Not the vibe. Well, this is kind of similar. Sleeping in or waking up early for a hot girl walk. Catch me sleeping in every day. I mean, if I could. I don't sleep in every day, unfortunately.
Well, this is going to seem like I'm totally contradicting myself. It also depends on the hour. Like, how early am I waking up?
Yeah.
Maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Oh.
I can do that.
Yeah, that's a good time for a hot girl walk. If
I were on vacation,
like
that would be the ideal morning. I get up, put on a really cute athleisure. Just a little coverage with some sunscreen, right? I'm not trying to look cute.
Right.
I'm trying to be comfy athleisure. Go for a hot girl walk with my significant other. Super fun. Or go for a hot girl walk by myself with a rockin' podcast on. And then meet up with my significant other to go have coffee or a green juice.
Yeah, that's
maybe
great.
A morning toast. That would be lovely.
Okay.
What was the other option?
Sleeping in.
Now see, no. And this is why I don't like that. I sometimes, because my pain is so bad, I will sleep in. Mm-hmm. And it's always against my will. Like, I'll do it because I know I will physically feel better.
Mm.
But mentally, it does not serve me.
Okay.
It makes me feel bad about my day because I can get so much more done and be so productive if I'm up about 7:30 is my sweet spot.
Yeah.
I have like 30 minutes to myself to have breakfast, an hour to read a book, start my work. You know, that's ideal.
That makes sense.
In a perfect world, I'm feeling great up at 7:30 every morning.
7:30, 8 o'clock I could deal with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wanting me to get up to go on a walk with you at 6 a.m., I'm going to say no.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
And on the same note, I used to sleep in. Like, my sleep in was legit, like, 10 o'clock. Like,
yeah.
I would sleep in.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, my sleeping in is 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be, like, literally, probably a few months ago, so upset that I couldn't sleep in anymore, mainly because of Teddy. Because when he hears the alarm,
yeah,
he's like, which I get it. Monday through Friday, he's getting up at 5 a.m. with us, with Steven. And so that's his routine.
Right.
He doesn't understand the difference between a weekday versus weekend. Yeah. But, like, why? Why can't they understand? Because
I think they can learn over time. He's just too young right now.
I bet.
Because she knows the difference. She's a little older than him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy needs to know. Because Mackie is so chill. If I don't care how many alarms go off. If I'm not budging, Mackie's not budging. And it's great. And we're a team. And we're like, we're going to sleep in 30 more minutes and it'll be great. Teddy's like, boom, he's up, pouncing on the bed, ready to go. Anyway. So I don't know my answer to that question. I guess I want to sleep in until 8, and then sure, let's go for a hot girl walk.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess my sleeping in looks different now.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's probably a good thing, because I don't really have a reason to be sleeping until 10 a.m. anymore. let's see. I'm trying to look.
It's cramping out.
Ice cream or Froyo?
That's basically the same thing.
Well, like, frozen yogurt is, when I think of Froyo, I'm thinking, like, the legit frozen yogurt, and you put, like, the fruit on it, and, like, you know, okay. Versus just, like, a scoop of ice cream.
Oh, man.
I'm a Froyo girl.
See, I love both. It just depends on what is the vibe right now.
Yeah.
If it's a beach day, Froyo. Yeah. Because it's lighter on your stomach, too. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, I feel better.
Yeah.
But if it's just like an evening out dinner, mm-hmm. scoop of ice cream.
Mm.
I want that heavier, dense, high fat, you know? Mm. Yeah.
I do. I think I prefer, because even when I go to like Kilwin's for ice cream,
yes.
more times than not, I will get like the raspberry sorbet or like mm-hmm. some of the fruitier things. I don't know. I've always just gravitated more toward that. Every once in a while, I'll be in the mood for like some really good chocolate ice cream or like, you know, but I think I tend to go to Froyo or like even gelato, something a little lighter.
Ooh, gelato on vacation is fun. I love how I keep tying everything back to summer and vacation.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point.
But yeah, vacation vibes give you like Froyo or gelato.
Yeah, gelato. So good. The first time I ever had gelato was at Milk and Honey in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried to go there and they were always, the wait was like 2 hours. It's ridiculous. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Their gelato is... Mm-hmm. Chef's kiss. Bonfire or cookout, like a barbecue?
Cookout with a bonfire. So you have your fun cookout, and then you go chill by the bonfire with, you know, your bevy and a sweet treat.
I struggle. I love a good bonfire. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But I struggle with enjoying them while living in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Well, yeah. It's during winter, if you want to call it winter here.
Bless you.
Oh, my goodness, Bunting.
Bless you.
You can have a bonfire, you know, a couple times.
Yeah.
And that's great if it's nice and chilly.
Like, summer bonfire? Where would be a good place to live if you want to do a summer bonfire? You'd have to live,
I will say, though, if we're talking about a beach bonfire, then that works during the summer. It keeps the bugs away, and it usually cools down because you're on the water enough that being the bonfire is not sweltering.
And the breeze from the... Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But I would still argue that then you would have your little grill off to the side, so you'd be grilling and sitting around the bonfire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, if there were only a beach with no sand. I just... I cannot...
What would you replace it with?
Rocks?
Ugh!
Like...
That sounds so painful.
Like smooth river rocks.
But that still sounds painful.
Yeah. You'd have to wear sandals.
It's true. Mm. I do like to walk barefoot. If I have to be on the beach, you know, dig your toes into the sand.
So not my fave. Okay. I already know your answer to this.
Maybe I'll surprise you. I love the look of yeah, sure, Jenna.
Travel by train or travel by plane?
Oh, train. Absolutely. I've never done it.
You've never?
No, but I've wanted to for so long. I hate, okay?
Yeah.
I hate with every fiber of my being in a plane.
See, traveling by plane, flights are some of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. However, and I've only done it once, but the last family vacation before my parents mm-hmm. split, we went from Camden to Washington, D.C., on a train.
Mm-hmm.
It was the funnest thing I've ever
seen. It sounds magical.
It's just such a different experience. And like you go over to the food cart.
Mm-hmm.
Car. Yeah. It was the whole thing. So I love a good train ride.
Yes.
But I also love flights.
No.
I just like...
I hate everything about it. Going through security at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain?
That's miserable.
Do you also experience the phenomenon of you get up to security and suddenly you're like, do I have a gun on me?
No.
I don't know what it is.
Wait.
I know I'm not the only person because I've seen on TikTok a lot of people feel this way. We're like, suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, am I a criminal?
Are they going to find something?
Yeah, are they going to find something
That's
on me?
That's hilarious.
Every time I'm like, do I have any weapons back?
I can't it's say so that stupid. I've experienced that.
It's so stupid. The anxiety I get is just out of this world.
I just get anxiety, like, trying to take my shoes off quick enough.
No, I'm actually, that, once I get up to the line, like, I get, I have my shoes in my hand, waiting in line, like,
oh, I'm not. Oh, I do too, but, like, I'm talking, like, in line, while I'm trying to prep just to get up there,
yeah.
I'm already scrambling. I'm, like, like, trying to take my laptop out of my bag, like, freaking, you know?
Well,
it stresses me out.
Perhaps it helps that I've never traveled alone. The one time I tried, you guys, if y'all remember, the five, they stopped me because I was a threat. And I had to wait in line.
I mean, just look at
I had to be completely patted down, not like step to the side. Like, they pulled me out of the line, had some man pat every nook and cranny on me. And then they had to swab my hands for bomb residue. And I'm looking at this girl. Like, I know if I say anything, it's just going to get me in more, like, they're going to cause more issues. So I just accepted it. I'm like, okay. And then I had to wait for the results to come back. And it was like, what about me screams threat?
I could name a few things.
Like, I don't get it. Anyway, because of all that, I missed my flight. And I never got
that
to go.
That is infuriating.
Yeah, I never got to go to New York because of it. How disappointing. I mean, maybe that's one of the reasons I hate flying so much.
I hate flying. Because they're dirtbags.
What a dirtbag move.
I'm convinced he probably just thought you were hot. I was like, get that one. You know?
Ew, it's creepy. That's worse.
Well,
I'd rather be considered a threat. Gross.
All right. I'm going to do two more.
Okay.
Game night or movie night?
Game night. Game night every time.
Yes. It's just so.
It's my favorite.
The memories you make at a game night.
Yes.
And especially if you have like a few different games to play.
Yes.
Like, you need options at a game night. Like, don't only bring Monopoly and be like, we're playing Monopoly for 3 hours.
That could go on for decades.
Please no.
Monopoly's the worst. I hate it.
Yeah.
A good round of games is always a pleasure. And you get to know your friends better, too, depending on the game that you're playing.
That's
but if
true.
You're watching a movie, you're all just sitting there in silence, unless Steven's
present. I was going to say, it ain't silent with my husband. Oh, my gosh.
That's great. And it's just, it's not conducive to, like, actually fellowshipping. Like,
right.
You know? Yeah.
That's why I always, when I was dating, I always liked a first date, which a lot of people would disagree with this, but I liked a first date to the movies because I felt like it was kind of like a safe bet or kind of like a cop out because I was like, okay, we'll have a moment if we ride together, you know, but then I don't have to talk to anybody for like 2 hours. And I always just felt like that was great. But then everybody always wanted to go to dinner after. And I'm like,
No.
Cause
maybe
then, cause
a snack prior,
talk.
A fun little snack prior, and then a movie would be fine.
Yeah. I just loved the option of
movie dates were never my fave. Because I'm like, I want to talk to you.
See,
I don't want to just sit in a movie with you. I've learned nothing, and I don't know if I like you or not.
After the first date, I was like that. And I'd be like, because still, in my opinion, of a first date to the movies, you still can, like, get the vibe enough, like, do I even want a second date with this person? Do I feel comfortable with them? Because then if I feel a little comfortable, then I'm like, okay, now I can go to dinner with you and have, like, hours of conversation, and that's fine.
But also eating is oddly intimate. Like, I always hated having dinner. Like, what if you get food stuck in your teeth or, I don't know. I hate that.
Yeah.
A little snack is fine. A coffee, some Froyo.
That's true.
A cookie.
A cookie.
Something safe.
All three.
Oh, I mean.
I'm just so thankful that I am not in the dating phase anymore. Thank God we're married. I just gotta say that. For so many reasons, but I'm so over dating. So good thing I don't have to do it anymore. Okay, last one.
Okay.
Breakfast in bed or brunch out with friends? I choose both.
I hate eating in bed. It will ruin my entire mood.
I love how strong your opinions are on all of
these. So strong. Brunch out, absolutely. Give
I
me brunch with
brunch
friends, like a three-hour brunch with friends.
Oh, that's so fun.
Fantastic. Now, I will say, right after Cole and I got married, when we were still, like, it was, like, the week of our honeymoon, but we stayed at home for, I think, two or three days before we set off on our honeymoon, he did make me breakfast and bring it to me in bed.
Oh, that's sweet.
And that was very sweet to me. And we sat in bed
special.
And ate breakfast together. So that was really, really sweet.
Yeah.
But in general, do not even attempt to sit in bed and eat snacks and watch a movie. That is absolute no.
That is every night in my house.
No, I am full of self-loathing. If I sit in my bed and eat snacks, it disgusts me.
Why?
I hate it. I hate it so much. I've never felt more lazy and disgusted.
And here I am, just this popcorn on my belly, watching a movie.
No, I need the bed to only be for sleeping.
Well, and they say you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But I've never followed that rule. I don't.
It is not for me. I've done it, like, even if I'm sick, I'm like, I will crawl downstairs to the couch if I'm sick. Feed me on the couch, not in bed.
I will say, prior to being pregnant, mm-hmm. I did prefer, if I was going to do that and lounge and eat and whatever, I did prefer the couch. But I'm telling you, almost, especially like into the second and third trimester now, every night that I can, I'm eating in bed because, and I think it's mainly a comfort thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I can sit with my maternity pillow supporting my hips, I am good for hours. Yeah. I will eat whatever. And I've convinced Steven to do it with me. Not every time, but sometimes he'll eat in there, watch a show, and then he'll come join me and watch TV. But I'm pretty much eating every meal that I can in bed now because it's so comfortable.
But I mean, I get that.
But like, so comfortable, so much so that I probably will continue after pregnancy.
Well, that might be easier too. Like if you need him nearby or you're breastfeeding or whatever.
I'll just use that as an excuse. I'm not lazy. I'm just pregnant.
No. Don't let my personal opinions be, like, don't project that onto yourself.
Oh, trust me.
I just have very strong negative opinions about things in my life.
It's repulsive, but you do you, girl. Yeah, it's great. It's good. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. But I will say I have a strict rule if we are eating in bed.
Yes.
There's a blanket that needs to be mm-hmm. pulled up. Because if you get crumbs in the bed and mm-hmm. I feel the crumbs, mm-hmm. no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I will freak out, rip the sheets off, change the sheets right there.
Yes.
And now I don't have the energy to do that. So, like, you better not leave crumbs in my bed.
Right.
So, anyway. That's my opinion. So, this or that. That was a very quick this or that because we talked about everything else under the sun. But that's fun. That's what we do. We rabbit trail. We just chit-chat.
Yeah, we're just here for the chitting and the chatting.
Here for the chitting and the chatting.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. It's so much fun.
Okay.
Oh.
You ready?
This feels over.
That is how we're ending all of our podcasts
it's
now.
It's really great.
Yeah. Y'all need to use this in your life. It is great.
Yes.
Because
that's what
amongst,
I should have
yeah,
said.
Like good amongst friends. Shower. Amongst friends.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Because
everybody gets it. Like, okay, this feels over for now. Like until next
right.
time.
Right. Nobody. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's going to be offended.
This feels over. Thanks so much for joining us today on this little chit-chat episode.
Yes.
What day is it? Thursday? Of course it is.
Yeah.
Thursday. What is wrong with me? We've been doing this for years. I'm like, what day is this coming up?
Because it was all the things Thursdays, and that was super cute. And now it's just not that deep Thursdays. But it's fine. It's
we could switch to a different. We could be like Fridays is our thing.
Ooh.
That's kind of a good idea.
It's not that. I do like a Friday.
I like it. It's a great way to go into the weekend.
So, just kidding. You're going to hear this on a Friday.
Woo woo!
And that's actually great because that gives me an extra
it does,
day to edit.
Right? Yeah. And then we can perfect. Change our recording days too, but you'll always have that padding. Like Tuesdays and Wednesdays can be our recording days.
I really like that.
Yeah. I
like
it.
Just in case we need, you know, to
especially
switch
especially when
up.
Ollie's here, might have to,
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look, you're a part of making a decision,
out,
everybody.
Yes. From here on out, Not That Deep podcast will be coming out on Fridays.
You can
Happy
kick
Friday.
Off your weekend with us chitting and chatting.
What better way to kick off your weekend?
There is no better way, y'all.
Just listen to us and you'll have a fantastic weekend.
Also, just before we go, just wanted to say, hey, Matt. We love
hey,
you.
Matt.
It was so fun chatting through the baby shower. He's like the five of the five.
Matt, you are the, I almost said voluntary, honorary third co-host.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Uh-huh. Yeah. You're the honorary third co-host, aka we need to have you on an episode like tomorrow.
He should be our first guest. We need a lineup of guests.
I'd
love to have Anna Jane on too.
Hi, Anna Jane.
We have a girl chat episode. It'll be so fun.
We need to do that like ASAP.
Yeah. That's actually a great idea. I'm going to text her about it.
So now we have two ideas for the next two episodes.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the This Feels Over moment.
Yes.
It's been a little extended. We love you guys. This is coming out Friday, right?
Yes.
Friday. We hope you have a phenomenal weekend.
Yes.
The best weekend ever. Stay safe. Have fun. Happy summer.
Yeah.
We love you guys, and we'll see you in the next episode.